This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We've got breaking news on Dr. Jill Biden. She has tested positive for COVID.
Oh, no. Anyway.
14 FBI agents have come to our office. It's the top that's the problem. But some of these good agents are coming to us telling us this is baloney what's going on.
People are sick of all the baloney.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
In my judgment, President Biden has stepped on every rake in the yard. He has mismanaged COVID, mismanaged the border, mismanaged Afghanistan, mismanaged the economy, mismanaged inflation, and forfeited America's energy independence.
But this time, I cannot fail. Rex, my old arch enemy.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The lead story in the New York Post. I love these kinds of stories. Nora O'Donnell's desperate Trump passport tweet not up to CBS reporting standards, sources. Like CBS has any reporting standards, right? let's see. This is an embarrassment for CBS in the face the face of your network can't even make a second call to a Justice Department rep. It's journalism 101. Again, she's not a journalist. She's a newsreader. She's a good-looking female. She's an anchor cupcake. In a written statement to the Post, the CBS rep defended O'Donnell's series of tweets. It's still bad journalism, the source punched back. She didn't ask if the passports were ever in their possession. They'd given the passports back, so she made it sound like Trump was lying. Because that's what she thought would be good for her as her ratings sink even further into the cellar. She didn't say no longer in possession. Semantics aside, the source said, she's desperate. It doesn't look good. If you're going to attack POTUS and call him a liar, you shouldn't tweet the thing. And supposedly CBS has standards that they have to have two sources. Yeah, like they did with the Texas Air National Guard story. Or so many other stories, especially 60 Minutes. But apparently, her ratings are just even going further into the toilet. In the most recent ratings period, Muir at ABC World News Tonight had 7.5 million. Lester Holt at NBC had 6.2 million. And she's down to 4.4 million. I think 20, 30 million people used to watch Walter Cronkite. And again, it was a different world, and there were only three networks. But still, I mean, they have maybe one viewer for every eight or nine that Uncle Walter had. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Time now for the Chump Line.
Dr. Jill is recovering from COVID with Paxlovid and breakfast tacos from a local South Carolina pagoda.
I don't think they have too many pagodas where they were staying in South Carolina. They're not zoned for pagodas or for breakfast
the
tacos.
The Bogadas.
Bogadas. Bogadas.
In order to prevent a FBI raid, Joe Biden said he would return Corn Pop's chain to the National Archives.
We just want the Tara Reid employment complaint to Joe Biden's Senate office. We want that returned from the University of Delaware, which is sealed under multiple locks and keys and armed guards. We want that returned to the National Archives. By the way, did you see this guy, the head of the National Archives, who made the complaint? Who's really, he's a real moonbat's moonbat. Would you care to guess what state he was born in? You got it, Massachusetts. His name is Ferraro. And he was born in Beverly, Massachusetts. Would you care to guess where his wife used to work? At WGBH Channel 2. I know, I used to work there too, very briefly. But I got fired there for being non-PC. I don't think she got fired. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge. You might be able to save a couple of thousand bucks like some of our listeners have. No charge, no obligation for the Rizzo Insurance audit. RizzoInsurance.com.
Well, I'm all prepared for my audit. I went out today and bought a beautiful bulletproof vest.
Yeah. Again, they're looking for new agents that have to be proficient with firearms, and they are buying millions, tens of millions of rounds of ammunition. Matt Gaetz has filed legislation to stop them, but of course it won't get anywhere until after Republicans take over the House of Representatives.
Those 87,000 IRS guys, before they get to Washington, D.C., you think we can have them swing by San Francisco with some power washers and some brooms?
Not likely. I think, if you can't switch your registration to Democrat to avoid an audit, just tell them you're an illegal alien, and then they'll just put an extra 10 kids on your earned income tax credit application.
I have a funny feeling that Hunter Biden is the fruit that didn't fall too far from the tree.
I couldn't agree with you more. 978 says, who in the world are these 4.4 million people watching CBS Evening News? I'm guessing a huge percentage of them live in nursing home facilities, assisted living facilities, in the memory wing, like their leader Joe Biden does. And the fact is that in the second quarter, there were 4.7 million of them. So now there's only 4.4 million of them. So the mortality rate appears to be higher for them than for just about any other group in the population.
And now back to the new Odd Couple, starring Frank Luntz and Kevin McCarthy.
Kevin, my polls show the Mar-a-Lago raid is a huge issue.
Not to worry, Frank. I sent out a strongly worded tweet, and if I become speaker, I'll immediately start an inquiry, just as soon as the John Durham probe's completed.
That was very creative, but depressing at the same time, because there's probably more than a grain of truth to that. Kevin McCarthy is a personable guy. I've met him a couple of times, but I really wouldn't count on him in a trench.
No man's life, liberty, or property are safe as long as he's a Republican.
That's the best Chump Line message of the day. That sums it up.
Hey, Holly, as long as the FBI puts those documents the same place they put Hunter's laptop, Trump's got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, I know. I've said before, and a lot of people have mentioned this, that if they wanted to make sure none of the documents got taken out of the basement of the storeroom where it was, all they had to do was put Epstein's client list on it, or in this case, Hunter Biden's laptop documents, and then they wouldn't have touched it. They would have run away from it like it was kryptonite.
Becoming a U.S. citizen used to be full of suspense, as the edicts of Ellis Island made perfect sense. But the country went woke, now the border is broke. Let them all in. We don't need no stinking fence.
No. Well, the Democrats need stinking fences. Mark Zuckerberg's got some nice fences, doesn't he? Paul Ryan, I know he's a rhino. He has a pretty nice wall up around his place, doesn't he? All these people have nice walls for themselves. The Vatican, as a matter of fact, they want Italy to take in more migrants. But if you've ever been to Rome, you'll see that they have a rather giant wall, kind of like Democrats.
Howie, next time I ride the orange line, I'm going to take an essential kit of my hammer, my stepladder, and my life jacket.
I tell you, this is looking worse and worse. They're switching over to more bike lanes. What are the odds that those bike lanes that they're switching over for this impending Orange Line emergency are ever going to go back to being used by anything other than bikes? I was driving up from Cape Cod this morning too, and I'm already just skirting the city, and I'm already starting to see the traffic get worse. And they haven't even shut down all these lines yet. And it's not just the Orange Line, you know. I mean, who in their right mind, if they had any kind of option, even if it involves spending a lot of money on a garage, who the hell would take one of those trains? Any of them, except maybe the Blue Line, but that's the smallest line there is.
Oh, man, Howard, for the last time, will you stop talking about me losing them their nuclear codes? Mistakes were made. I thought it was a dry cleaning ticket for the blue dress. Oh, boy.
508, my mother lives in assisted living. They are watching Lawrence Welk and MeTV, not CBS. You mean it's like Joe Biden?
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. Press 2, leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second chump line, you can always go to Chopped Chumps. Chopped Chumps is the second chump line of the day using the messages we didn't play earlier, just now. And it's available wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Chopped Chumps, the second chump line of the day. Today's chump line is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com.
No man's life, liberty, or property are safe as long as he's a Republican.
Again, it's funny, but there's a little bit too much truth in it. I think we're going to find that out even more than we did during the Lois Lerner Tea Party era. And by the way, she's on Nantucket. I could never remember if she's on Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket. She bought a $1.9 million house on Nantucket. It's probably worth $3 or $4 million now, but that's where she retired to. She's 72 years young and full pension. Hasn't lost a day of the pension. Didn't even have to hire a defense lawyer after she was found in contempt of Congress. Unlike, say, oh, I don't know, Steve Bannon. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State. Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. There's no silencing him. They've tried.
You're not going to intimidate me. I'm entitled to my opinion.
Howie Carr.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. Listeners who open a qualified account will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To learn more, go to monetarygold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
What is Liz Cheney's next career move? Fellowship at Camelot High, Profile in Courage Award, 8-figure book contract, MSNBC primetime hostess, director at Murdoch's News Corp, or Cheney for President 2024?
The obvious answer is all of the above, most likely, but I'm going to vote for director at News Corp. I think that will be immediate.
4% tied with the fellowship at Camelot High. In first place is MSNBC primetime hostess.
Which, how much did that got?
40%.
40%. All right. By the way, someone wants to know at 617, what time will they be calling the Liz Cheney race? I just looked it up on the Secretary of State's website in Wyoming. The polls close at 7 p.m., but that's mountain time. That means 9 o'clock our time, Eastern time. And it says results, they'll have the results on the Secretary of State's website when 100% of the county's county votes have been tallied. So that would take a while, but I assume they'll be drifting in. That's just the Secretary of State's results. I would think we'll know before that, but the polls don't close till 9, so it definitely won't be before, I don't know, 9:30, 10 o'clock, 8:04, and probably much later than that, I would think. 844-500-4242. So Brandon today had his signing. He's in between vacation stops. He was down in South Carolina. Dr. Jill tested positive for the virus, and she's staying down there, but he's heading to Rehoboth. Get the TV set warmed up for MeTV. He'll be watching.
I'll stop there and turn this over to the vice president. There's so much more to say, but I'm anxious to hear from all of you. Thank you. Do I sign this order now?
Did he say that again today? Oh, that was, yeah, that was, I thought that was from a while ago, but he said it several times. Anyway, remember Jim Clyburn? He's the number three guy in the House. He's the black congressman from South Carolina. He came out for Brandon when Brandon was, again, reeling from his lousy performance in New Hampshire. He was on the verge of being knocked out of the race. Clyburn kept him in the fight. He's got a lot to answer for to the American people, James Clyburn. So here he is. He's thanking James Clyburn, but he has a problem. Cut two.
And our whip, Mr. Clyburn, you're amazing.
You're amazing. I can't think of your name exactly, but you are amazing. Cut three.
We're in a session of, for a while, people doubted whether any of that was going to happen.
But now my bundlers are going to make billions of dollars on these worthless projects that are going to be built in China by the guys who pay off my son, Hunter.
Are we sure he wasn't just admitting that we're in a recession and he forgot to say re?
Let me see. Listen again. Let me hear it again.
We're in a session of, for a while, people doubted whether any of that was going to happen.
You know what? I think you're right.
I'm going to stamp that plausible.
No Pinocchios for that one. So anyway, cut four.
But we are in a season of substance. This administration began amid a dark time in America. As Jim said, a once-in-a-century pandemic, devastating joblessness, clear and present threats to democracy and the rule of law.
Clear and present.
Doubts about America's future itself.
Have those doubts been resolved? In many people's minds, they have been resolved, and the answer is there is no future. Cut five.
And today offers further proof that the soul of America is vibrant.
Today offers further proof that soul of America, not the soul of America is vibrant. Cut seven.
Last year, a family of four saved on average $2,400 through the American Rescue Plan that I signed into law that the Congress voted for. In place.
And this year they've lost $5,000 to inflation. So I don't think it worked out well. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. We'll start taking some calls here in this segment, but I want to play a few more Biden cuts from this afternoon as he signed into law the latest boondoggle for Democrat donors and members of the non-working classes. Cut eight.
To take the most aggressive action ever in confronting the climate crisis and strengthening our economic, our energy security.
the climate crisis. Again, throwing money at rich Democrat donors who will then outsource the production of their worthless solar panels and windmills to China, to the which will be built with slave labor. It's great. It's really wonderful. Cut nine.
This bill is the biggest step forward on climate ever. And it's going to allow us to boldly take additional steps toward meeting.
Boldly. Biggest step. Ever. And then here's the thing. We played this one earlier about the big, he says, he means to say drug companies, but he says Trump companies. I think it's a mistake, but you know, if he were a sentient human being, you could say it was a deliberate slip of the tongue, but he's not a sentient human being. Cut 12.
In fact, the big drug companies spent nearly $100 million to defeat this bill. Prescription drugs.
Apparently, Schumer said something earlier about what his father had said to him. I guess maybe his father told him, never get a job, just go to Harvard and then just get into politics and you'll never have to work a day in your life. Whatever he said, Biden referenced that's out of nowhere. It took us a while to figure out what he was saying here. Cut 14.
But with unwavering conviction, commitment, and patience, progress does come. Your dad was right. And when it does, like today, people's lives are made better, and the future becomes brighter, and a nation can be transformed.
Transformed. The fundamental transformation of America into a third world hellhole continues. Unabated. Cut 15.
Everything's going to make it sure that the democracy delivers.
The democracy. You've heard of a kleptocracy. That's Biden. A gerontocracy, government by old people. That's Biden. You've heard of democracy. That's what we used to have before elections started getting stolen. Now we have a namocracy, a democracy. Let's hear that one again.
Everything's going to make it sure that the democracy delivers.
The democracy.
Nana.
The democracy delivers. There is a bit of good news here. This was Jim Jordan on Fox, the congressman from Ohio, talking about what's happened since the phony baloney raid at Mar-a-Lago. Cut five.
Understand the template here. The template never changes with these guys. It's the left creates a lie. Big media, mainstream press reports the lie. Big tech amplifies the lie. And then when we try to tell the truth, they call us names and try to cancel us and tell us and tell the world that, oh, we're the ones not being square with them. So the country, though, the good news is they figured it out. And I'll tell you who else has figured it out, Trey. And you and John, with your background in law enforcement, appreciate this. 14 FBI agents have come to our office as whistleblowers, and they are good people. There are lots of good people in the FBI. It's the top that's the problem. But some of these good agents are coming to us telling us this is baloney what's going on, the political nature now of the Justice Department. God bless them for doing it, coming and talking to us about the school board issue, about a whole host of issues. I mean, it's becoming a well-worn trail of agents who say this has got to stop.
You know, I hope he's having his office and outside the hallway swept every morning, because they're going to be putting in surveillance cameras and probably bugs to find out who's talking to him, so they can ship him out to Guam or American Samoa, because that's the way they operate. 844-500-4242. I want to play a Kamala cut too. Just we've got to give Kamala her fair share of sound cuts today. This is Kamala talking about EVs, electric vehicles. Cut four.
And we will also make new and used electric vehicles more affordable, so that people can afford a plug-in hybrid or electric car and pay less, or maybe nothing at all, when it comes to gas. So these climate investments, as you all know, are the largest in our nation's history. Extremely.
They're the largest.
Important in terms of dealing with the crisis that we face.
If they just say crisis enough times, there'll be a crisis. The crisis is in the economy. The crisis is in the nation being the economy being hollowed out. It's not in the climate. the largest investments ever. It's true. They are the largest investments ever. Ernest, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ernest.
Good afternoon. Well, Biden said today that he said democracy is in action, and he's saying that the Democrats supported the democracy and the Republicans supported their special
interests.
This is a bold-faced lie. No Republicans voted for it. None.
I know. But the thing is, they're trying to turn it around. This was the ultimate special interest legislation for Democrat bundlers and members of the non-working classes. Nobody who works for a living, it really works for a living. No one who produces products or services is going to benefit from this. This is just more scams, more tax credits, more handouts for diversity and sustainability coordinators, et cetera, et cetera. It's you want to know another lie? I didn't even play it till now, but I might as well play it. This is a cut 11. This is a flat out lie, according to the Congressional Budget Office and everybody who's looked at it. Cut 11.
Let me emphasize, no one earning less than $400,000 a year will pay a penny more in federal taxes.
This is just a lie. That's a lie. Again, the Congressional Budget Office, not exactly a MAGA hotbed, says $20 billion will be paid just by people made, just from the new IRS agents that are going to be hired. And we'll play the cut that that Ernest was referring to here about Biden. And again, it's exactly the reverse of what he says. Cut 16.
And let's be clear. In this historic moment, Democrats sided with the American people, and every single Republican in the Congress sided with the special interest in this vote. Every single one.
See, the special interests are millionaires, billionaires, illegal aliens, and people on the government payroll, and people on welfare. And the special interests are people who work for a living, American citizens. That's what it boils down to. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
This is Dave from Bedford, Maine. I just want to know what's Jill Biden's role in the White House? You know how Nancy Reagan had say no to drugs, and
right.
Michelle Obama was like childhood obesity, and I can't remember what Melania Trump's was. You know, what's Jill Biden's
literacy?
Role
I think it was
White
childhood
House,
childhood literacy. I think was her big thing.
Yes, her Be Best campaign.
Be Best, right? Yeah, go ahead.
I guess they never really talk about that, though. You know what I mean? I think her main focus is making sure that Joe don't walk into rock walls and, I don't know, puts his pants on the right way.
Or bushes. He walks into bushes, too. They're going to have to bring the Easter Bunny was on vacation, but they're going to have to bring the Easter Bunny out because she's stuck in South Carolina and he's going to be at the rest home in Rehoboth Beach. So will it be the Secretary of the Interior? She handles it sometimes, you know, guiding him around. Or maybe it'll be the ghost. Maybe he'll just... Joe, you're going to have to spend time with the ghost. You can talk to the ghost. You can shake his hand whenever you want. Whenever there's a commercial break in the Matlock marathon, the binging going on, it's someone's got to take care of him. That's all she does, though. Basically, that's her job. 844, and you can see it sometimes when he screws up and he's, you know, just sniffing hair or something like that. She's just kind of looking appalled and disgusted. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, the very fact that it's called the Inflation Reduction Act is a bold-faced lie,
right.
In-your-face lie. And anyone has a half a brain, has any kind of understanding, any kind of intellectual ability at all, any objective thinking, has to understand that he signed a bill today that your grandkids and your great-grandkids are going to be paying money on. Howie, I don't know if you saw it today. Julie Jammin, the 80-year-old grandmother out of Washington State, she was heckled today. She's the one that didn't want the transgender guy in the YMCA. I don't know where women are in this country. Why aren't they speaking up for her? She doesn't want a guy dressed as a woman in her locker room in the YMCA.
David, it's worse than that. This guy in the locker room was claiming to be a woman. was looking at the little girls, the tiny prepubescent females going to the bathroom. He was staring at them, and she was watching it, and she was complaining about it. And she was the one who was heckled. She was the one who was banned from the YMCA or the YWCA, whatever it was.
If women don't speak up against that, you deserve these freaks coming into your locker room. That's that. If you don't speak up now, all these big mouth blowhard women all across the country, like the Rosie O'Donnells and all the women on The View, if they don't speak out against that, Howie, they deserve these freaks going into their locker rooms.
But you know the ones. What's the woman? The Harry Potter woman, J.K. Rowling. She gets death threats all the time because she says that you are what your chromosomes say you are. That's what it comes down to. You know, forget the mutilation that they're now encouraging. You are what your chromosomes say you are. I'm sorry. That's reality. And she's being threatened. I mean, they can't really cancel her because she's a billionaire. But, this poor 80-year-old woman in Washington, she doesn't have that protection. She's just out there trying to do the right thing. And they're destroying her. We couldn't even play the cuts on the air because these transgenders were screaming obscenities at her for saying, I don't think it's right that a guy in a woman's bathing suit should be in the ladies' locker room looking at young girls go into the bathroom and disrobing.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
860, I'm predicting the 87,000 new IRS agents will be a net loss after we pay their salaries. But you have to look on the kickbacks. You have to look at the broader picture, 860. They're going to all join unions, and the union that they're going to join contributes 100% to the Democrats, not 98 or 99%, 100%. So the Democrat Party is going to get a lot of kickbacks from all this, all these new agents who are just going to be going after Republicans. You know, we got a tip that so-and-so needs to be audited. What was the tip? He put up a Trump 2024 sign on the roof of his shop. That's how they're gonna make their decisions. I don't care what they say. That's how I've gotten audited in the past because I crossed them on a grand jury transcripts involving a Democrat they were going after. You think anything's changed? It's only gotten 100 times worse since it started on me. 844-500-4242. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. There's a big story about it today right now on the website of the Boston Globe. For sale signs are sitting in the ground longer. Buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest of your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. Don't hesitate. Sell today at an auction under your terms. In a J.J. Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years and, more importantly, in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
It's not easy being number one.
It's so lonely at the top of Olympus. More women! More wine!
Howie will be right back after this short break.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. It's amazing the lengths that these people go to. And they're concocting these astonishing fantasies in the Washington Post about what could or couldn't be in those boxes that they took out of the storeroom. Trump could be selling access to Russians. Or, you know, I'll go over it in the next hour. But this is a guy, Frank Figliucci. He's a former FBI on MSNBC, and he's defending taking Trump's passports. Listen to this. Cut.
The warrant says agents can seize evidence of crimes they're looking at. What are the crimes they're looking at? Espionage? Great. So what is that? What would that mean? Well, his travel record is in his passport. Could it be possible they're looking at espionage committed while traveling? I don't know. I'm leaning toward the simpler answer. Your passport is not yours, by the way. It's the U.S. government's. It's right. A privilege to have it. They can take it back.
Right.
And he shouldn't have a diplomatic or an official passport.
At least one of his passports, I think two of them, he said, he originally said one was expired. And then he said later two of them were expired. So I assume that the diplomatic passport is no longer valid. And he probably had an expired passport. You know, passports expire after, I think, 7 years. So if you're probably over the age of 25 or 30 and you've traveled outside the country, you may have an expired passport. When was the last time the State Department, because they issue the passport, or when was the last time a federal police agency came in and confiscated a passport of someone who's not under a criminal investigation, let alone indictment? I mean, this is ridiculous. 844-500-4242. Zebra, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Zebra.
Hey, thanks for taking the call, Howie. This show moves so fast. I thank you so much for keeping it up front. I got a comment and a question, but that passport thing, they know exactly where he's been. He's Donald Trump. It's
right.
Ridiculous.
I mean, if they want to find out, all they have to do is go to the Secret Service, right? I mean, come on.
I think it's checked in. That's like just another talking head. And Kamala Harris's comment, this is my comment on that. Did she say largest investment or
no,
largesse?
She said lardest, L-A-R-D, as in fat.
Sounds more like lard. Yeah.
No, I
like
think lardest is. I think largesse is a good word, but I think lardest is even better. Even though it's not a real word, it certainly describes this bill. It's the lardest bill since the last bill in this administration. Thank you. 844-500-4242. Passports are valid for 10 years from date of issue. Okay, 10 years. I've had a few over the years. That's because I'm old, I guess. Lisa, you're next with Howie Carr. Quickly, Lisa, we don't have much time.
Hi, Howie. God bless you. This Inflation Reduction Act is an absolute farce. They're passing it. It's going to do the exact opposite.
Right.
It's going to run our inflation up more. Honestly, Howie, I've had nightmares about how I'm going to pay for heating oil this winter. I'm scared. I'm scared about it.
I don't blame you. Where do you live, Lisa?
I'm up in Bath, Maine, and I tell you, I don't make a lot of money. I make $16 an hour. I work hard. And what do you do? Yeah.
I don't know. First you vote for LePage. You got to vote for LePage for governor, because at least he'll try to do something. I don't know about Mills. I'm Howie Carr.